month was a message for the week. So I took a ride uptown in the back of your Jeep. When I came back down, oh man, I couldn't sleep. I know there's someone out there somewhere. I know there's someone who really can't.
I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
I can't hear myself. There we go. Now I can. It's 5:02. Yeah, I can hear you. Wait, hold on. Let me. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
How you doing, DJ Hej?
DJ Hej here.
Reporting in.
I'm very excited for our new.
We have a great show for you guys today. It's actually planned, right? Isn't that great? It's a great feeling.
We're such good DJs.
Well, for those of you that don't know, this is All Chat, the video game talk show where we talk to you guys for an hour.
Hosted by. Me, DJ Hej, and him,
Mr. Gracias.
Yeah.
But yeah, where we talk to you about video game related stuff. Don't tune away though if you don't like video games. I swear to God, it's related to anything or everything
and anything.
Yeah. What we're gonna do right now is play maybe two songs just so we can set up, and then we'll come back to you. And we're gonna talk about video game sequels that were bad or good. There's many out there, and we have chosen a few that we think are the best and worst that we've personally experienced. And then after that, we'll come back with our signature segment called Guess That Game.
Is that what it's called?
Guess That Game, which is, you know, a fan favorite where one of us has a game in mind and the other one has to try to guess what it is using 20 questions or less. Everything good? Can you hear? Yeah. Okay, cool. We're going to play a song and we'll see you after that. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we'll see you in a bit.
I'm in the in-between, honey. 1 foot out and I know the wind is coming. Because I left it by the bed last night. Open my eyes and stare and pray for life. Always 1 foot out when you say goodbye to the one that you love. One dream away from the ones above. That's such a rhythm in my life these days. So I hold on tight and I learn to behave. Because I lied to you, I lied to you, I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. You had long hair then. I'm singing out black. Good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42.
somebody lend me a favor.
Woke up in the corner store, someone saying my name. Everybody moving around, acting like nothing had changed. But something had changed in me. Yeah, she touched me, said, I know you're not to blame. What a weight to live under, what a lie that's been covered. I'm talking bad, rolling thunder. I know I left you on the street last night, so I'm holding on, grabbing out a light. How come I lied to you? I lied to you. I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. I had my hair short then. I'm singing out black. Good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop. Now I wish that I could live a little safer. I'm watching all of the nights go blue. Somebody lend me a favor.
Welcome, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
That was the Bleachers right there with Good Morning. And before that was Closer by Powers. Both songs I just found in the last 2 weeks. Although the Bleachers song is kind of old. A lot of people probably know that one. But anyway, you're listening to All Chat, the video game talk show.
You are.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, we are going to discuss bad and good video game sequels. So, you know, there might always be the good original, but then they follow up with, like, you know, two or three, or rename it like Call of Duty does to every single one of your games that comes out. And we're gonna discuss our personal favorites.
Yes, we are.
And do you want to DJ Hej, do you want to start us off?
No, John, you're starting us off.
Okay, I'm gonna start us off.
Yeah.
Okay. So my game that I personally think is, like, one of the best examples of a good sequel, and to be fair, both of the games I picked are, like,
just say the name. You don't
games.
Need to.
You
don't
games.
Need to do that.
But for my favorite sequel is Halo 3 by far, and, like, that has to be the golden, like, game that I would have to go to for that.
What made Halo 3 special? What was it special about? I forget why it was such a big deal.
I think, you know what? I think mostly what it is, it was timing.
Really?
A lot of it was timing. Not a lot of other major games were out at that time, and, like, it kind of just took the mantle of console games.
Was Halo 3 the one with the different Spartans?
It was the first time you can customize your character, basically, yeah.
No, but in the story.
No.
That what was Halo, was that Halo 4 or ODST or something like that?
Yeah, both of those. Halo 3 was the last one that Bungie took a part of, or was a part of.
What's the story? I remember Halo's by the stories.
So Halo 3 was when Master Chief comes back down to Earth, and he, like, he skyfalls. Like, he lands and he's, like, locked up. And that's when you meet Sergeant Johnson again, and the Arbiter and the Master Chief meet again.
Like, and they're friends.
Yeah, and you're friends.
And they're pals now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That's
so. Then that's the beginning, and for the rest of it, it's you trying to fend off the Flood from infecting the Earth.
Hated the Flood. Why did you like the Flood?
The Flood was great. They scared me as a kid.
They scared me so much.
They scared me so bad. You are yelling into that microphone. Let me turn down your voice. But yeah, that game was... the amount of hours I have in that game are probably ridiculous, because that was before, like, you could even, like, log hours, or you could, like, keep track of those. This is the Xbox 360 time.
Halo 3 was the first one where you can, like, custom build maps, right?
Yeah, it had Forge mode.
Yeah, Forge.
It
I
was
remember
huge.
That Forge.
I remember there would be lobbies where you could, you can have custom matches, and that was common, where people would just invite friends of friends, and you would very quickly fill up a lobby of 16 random people. Maybe you know one person there.
Yeah.
And all of you would just quickly start a, like, custom-made zombie, like, infection map. and uh-huh. something was really cool about it, or something like glitchy about it, because Forge Mode made it so sandboxy and it was so awesome.
Yeah, I remember it being really cool, but I remember also being frustrated because how small the room was.
The what?
The room that you built in.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was the small room, but there was also bigger maps that you could then use Forge on.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. They introduced Forge with a specific map, and it was like a closed room.
A cube.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cube, yeah.
With a little wall in the middle. But yeah, there was a lot you could do with that that game.
Halo 3 was it for you, huh?
It was definitely it for me. The story itself was a lot of fun.
Okay.
I played the campaign over and over and over again.
Yeah. That was when they balanced the needler, right?
Yeah.
Was that Halo 2?
And then, but the multiplayer itself...
Wait, what about Halo 2?
Halo 2 was fun.
Halo 2 was the iconic one.
No.
Yeah.
No, I mean, okay, it's really good. It's really good. But... Halo 3 for me personally was just like so impactful.
I see.
Especially the multiplayer itself. It's a combination of the story and also the multiplayer. The game itself after Halo 3, Halo 4 and Halo 5 they're fun, but they're just a different game. They're still Halo, but it's a different game.
Made because by different
3 people. 343 343 Industries, they like took over. And it wasn't Bungie anymore, and it was just different. Master Chief himself looked vastly different.
Yeah.
It's still a lot of fun, and I like what they're doing with... They're making it more deeper into the lore. Halo 3 was very just run and gun, like, here's your objectives, and here's the storyline.
Yeah.
But all of it was all about Cortana. That's all it was, really.
She was
about.
Glitchy, right? She was like...
That's Halo 4. Yeah.
See, like, once you play the Halos once, like...
They're all just the same.
The storylines all just get messed up.
They all become
messed
the same thing.
What was the one with those aliens? The orange aliens?
The orange aliens.
Yeah. They introduced a new line of weapons.
The Prometheans? Like the robotic, futuristic
looking
ones? Yeah, the
robotic, orange glowing ones.
They're only orange when they start teleporting.
Oh.
Or like specific parts of their face are orange.
Yeah, they have like orange lights.
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. But
orange.
Can you please just step up your Halo like knowledge, please?
Sorry, I never had an Xbox growing up.
Oh, you're never going to guess my game.
Dang. Well, my sequel then, I was really stuck between two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you what the two were. Sonic Adventure 2.
Sonic Adventure 2. Which, what in the series of Sonic games, which one is that one, really? I feel like there's so many.
It's the GameCube one.
The GameCube
was Sonic
one?
Adventure and then Sonic Adventure 2.
Just in case people like know you're talking about Sonic but want to see if they're talking about the same one.
One of the first 3D ones.
One of the first 3D ones.
Yeah.
And it was on GameCube.
I was on GameCube. I was between that and Kingdom Hearts 2, which is my entire childhood summed up in one video game.
Really?
It's Kingdom Hearts
2. Did you just like pour your childhood into it?
All right, I'm going to talk about Kingdom Hearts 2. Kingdom Hearts 2 is the best sequel because...
Is that the one you chose?
It's the one I'm choosing right now.
Okay.
Kingdom Hearts 2 was the best sequel because...
Is that GameCube as well?
No, it was PS2.
Oh, PS2.
Because it made the Kingdom Hearts franchise accessible. The first game was really good and it had like a cult following, but it was so hard to beat as a kid.
So the second one is more accessible in terms of like...
difficulty, and also they added elements to it that really benefited the combat style, because the combat style of Kingdom Hearts 2 is what made it huge.
I'm unfamiliar with Kingdom Hearts 2, like how, or Kingdom Hearts is a series, like what exactly is it?
So it essentially took the Final Fantasy formula of role-playing combat games and took away the turn-based combat and made it an action combat system. So instead of...
Is it like turn-based action?
No. It's all live. So when you get into a fight, everything's happening all at once and you have to dodge, you have to do your spells, you have to attack. And the whole premise of Kingdom Hearts is that it's a fusion of Kingdom Hearts characters, Final Fantasy characters, and Disney characters.
That's what I was... Is this the one that has Disney characters in it?
Yeah, Donald and Goofy are the two main protagonists.
That's why as soon as I saw that game and I saw them in it, I was like, oh, this is like a kid's game.
But that's the thing. It's not. It's like Kingdom Hearts 1 was, for me, as a middle schooler even, it was impossible to beat.
Really?
Yeah, but Kingdom
Hearts...
There
was no difficulty settings? It was like
There were
up.
Difficulty settings, yeah.
Okay.
And the difficulty settings... makes sense also if you ever watch Donkey's video on difficulty. But this game really took the combat system of the straightforward combat system of Kingdom Hearts 1 and evolved it with there was these different forms.
Okay.
So there was this like the Valor form where you become red and you do more physical melee attacks, and there was like Wisdom form which where you were blue and you're focused on magic attacks.
That's like
now.
But MMOs.
It's action.
Okay.
It's an action RPG, yeah. So it's not turn based, you know. And then there's like the final form where like the main character Sora is like becomes like the master of the Keyblade, which is the weapon that like he uses during the whole show, and it's like the centerpiece of the whole story.
I wish I was more familiar with it, so then I can also like you know have my own say in this or like have some type of opinion about it. I had a PlayStation 1. That was my first thing.
I mean,
and then I had a PlayStation 2, but both of them I only had FIFA and like Crash Bandicoot.
Oh God, you're so really casual.
Yeah,
dude.
It was very casual.
But this is how much it consumed my childhood.
Really?
So I beat the game, which takes around 60 to 80 hours to beat completely,
oh
right?
Oh my God.
I beat it 4 times from like middle school to high school.
You would just go back and revisit it and play it again?
I would go back and beat it again.
Why? Was it just that fun, or was there something specific that was pushing you?
It's just something about my personality, and also it was just fun. It's, okay. It's infinitely
it's a different
playable.
Experience every time,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. It can be, yeah. How you choose to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But and I also used to go on online forums to discuss fanfic and
no way
and like
and this like, is like a while ago when fanfic like all that kind
yeah,
of still
like,
forming
like it was a legit forum where like I had an identity as like this like Kingdom Hearts lover and
really
like, and like I used to talk to people.
What website
this.
Was it specifically?
I recently tried to go back to it. It was called forseya.com. I don't remember what the title of it was.
So this is like late 2000s.
Yeah, late 2000s.
Okay.
And I used to like get on there. There's a caller, by the way. I literally made friends with people, like strangers on the internet, because of this game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm gonna take this call, and we're gonna come right back, and I guess talk about my least favorite sequel.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play this song and then get back to you guys in a second.
I wish I had our least favorite sequel.
From that quick break, I just, you know, you can't answer phones on air because you don't know who it's going to be. But anyway, we are in the middle of talking about sequels. Yeah, I'll go grab that in a second. I was thinking of like really atrocious like sequels.
Okay.
And one that was I don't know, there's a few, but it's only bad because of like how much people loved the first one, and it just doesn't show up for the second one.
Okay.
Do you ever play Mass Effect?
Yes.
All of them?
I didn't play the... You're going to talk about the third one.
Yeah.
The third one was good, except the ending. That's what I heard.
No, that's the fourth one.
No, the fourth one, Andromeda?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait.
It's Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2.
I'm talking about Mass Effect 2.
I loved Mass Effect 2. What? How dare you?
I might have my games confused.
Mass Effect 3 is the one.
I'm pretty sure it's 3.
It's the one that everybody complained about. How can you end it that way? Like, what is this game? Yeah. Like, and then Andromeda was the one that completely failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3, okay.
I was ready to fight you there.
That was the first game for me that was just like, I really liked it. I really did.
You did.
I did. Mm-hmm. Like, personally,
who
I liked it.
Did you choose to have relations with?
I don't remember.
What about in the second one? Do you remember?
I don't remember at all.
Dude,
yeah.
That's why I played Mass Effect.
I mean, that's why everyone played Mass Effect.
Yeah.
That was the first game that I played where it was the only other game I ever had experience like that with, where you can like interact with characters and make your own decisions and become your own character, wow. is Fable. Before that was Fable. I never played RPGs.
Persona 3, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, we've talked about it once.
Yeah.
It was fun, but like, I don't know, something about it was just like lacking. And that was
Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've only heard bad things about it, and it was really focused on the ending and how it was extremely disappointing.
I remember how bad I didn't dislike the ending that bad. Okay. That much. I understood where the anger was coming from, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't despise it that much.
So then the game was fine. It was just not what it was like. What it was mm-hmm. built up to be.
Yeah.
In the series. See, you know, I was looking at, like, I was Googling bad video game sequels to try and figure out if I could find one that...
We're professionals here.
Yeah, in my experience, right? And all the ones that I thought I saw were games that were either before my time or just, like, ones that I've never played before. Like, mm-hmm. Duke Nukem.
Oh, my God.
Reloaded.
I never played
like
that.
And, like, Mario Party 2. Or not Party. Super Mario Brothers 2. Which was, like, way... I was, like... That's way before me.
I'm trying to think of other games. I remember I had another one, which is Gears of War Judgment. I don't know if you heard of that. So there was Gears of War 1, 2, 3, and then now 4.
Yeah.
After 3, there was a middle one called Gears of War Judgment, which is like a prequel to Gears of War 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it follows the same, kind of the same group of people, but earlier on, before the Gears of War 1 series takes place.
Prequel, yeah.
And It was completely different. It was completely different from the game style that everyone enjoyed about Gears of War 3 and Gears of War in general. I liked it because of how different it was, but I was like also like, okay, I can play this for like a few hours and then just be like done with it. But it was the novelty was really fun for me. Mm-hmm. And it was different because of the gameplay, the weapons that they had chosen, and it was just fun for a new Gears game. I was just excited for it because I had poured so many hours into Gears. My entirety of high school, from freshman year to senior year, was all Gears of War 3.
Wow.
That's all I would ever play when I get home. I'd just climb. And that's all I would do. Obviously, I play Halo here and there, but it was mostly Gears of War 3.
That was me and Team Fortress 2.
Team Fortress? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess that's it for our topic about, bad or good video game sequels. If you have a personal favorite or personal favorite.
That's the word.
I just made that up.
This favorite video game sequel.
We're going to keep going. We're doing this live. You can call in. Our number is 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And call in. Let us know what video games you want to talk about. And we're going to be coming back with our segment, our crowd favorite segment. It was just one person who told us that they really liked that segment, so we're bringing it back. Called Guess That Game, where one of us tries to guess the other person's game that they have in their mind.
I have a real doozy.
The rules, what are the rules again? The rules are is that we have to have played it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other rule? I feel like there's another rule.
That's,
do we have to know the genre that it is beforehand, or does that have to be one of the questions?
I think that's one of the questions.
Okay How about the other one is that like it has to be guessable, like it can't be like flash game that no one's ever heard of.
Exactly,
like,
it has to be a major console or PC
like game.
Yeah,
it's not an indie game. It's not like,
well, it can be.
Well,
indie,
yeah, but I mean, like, you know how on Xbox One now there's arcade games that you can get for like $10.
Yeah.
Like it has to be a full feature mm-hmm. game.
Yeah,
which most are like prior to the past 3 years.
Am I still really loud right now?
No. Why?
I feel like I'm peaking, but okay.
Are you? It didn't look like it.
I felt like I was getting really close to it. Okay, but maybe not. But anyway, so it's almost the half hour.
Yeah, we're almost at the halfway mark.
And
so, you can do a PSA if you want. We're going to do a PSA?
I think it's time for one of DJ EJ's classic
read out loud moments.
I'll
stay quiet. Do you want any music? Anything you need from me?
I don't need anything. I just need my voice and I need to find my center.
Like scene?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, everyone, take a deep breath. And just let his voice take you away.
The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art discourse. Excuse me. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Eddickman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue, Talbot, T-A-L-B-O-T, on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibitions and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can also call 617-627-3518. That is 617-627-3518. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you very much. This is DJ Hejay.
Wow, that was great. What made you choose that one?
You know, I got tired of flipping through this book, so I was just like, I'm just going to go to a page and find one. And that is what I did.
Should we play a song and then come back, or do you think we should just jump right into the game?
Can I suggest a song?
Yeah. And then we'll play it. Sure.
Okay. Let me. I found a song that I really, really am into recently. So I'm gonna. I wanna. Oh, I believe.
Take the aux cord. Or do you want me to play?
I don't have an aux hole.
Oh, my bad.
It's called.
I don't have an aux.
The song that's coming up is "I Believe in a Thing Called Love" by The Darkness.
I believe. Is this like a soft?
It's an amazing grunge song for those people who know this song. Well, give me a shout out. Give us a call.
Just specifically for this song.
Just for this song.
All right, we're going to play that and come right back with Guess That Game.
Awesome.
You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we'll be right back.
Right back.
Oh,
I wasn't expecting that, but it's still a good song.
Did you love it or did you love it?
I loved it.
Okay. You only had two choices. So.
All right. We're nearing the second half of our show, and we're going to start our segment. For those of you that are just tuning in, guess that game where I have 20 questions to guess DJ Hejay's pre-selected game that he thinks I won't be able to guess.
It's a real doozy, everybody.
We did this last time, and it was a lot of fun. Basically, the premise is that we just think we have kind of different video game upbringings, you know?
For sure. Oh, my God.
So it's fun to try to guess what the other person's played. For those of you listening, you can feel free to try to guess the game before me, since you're going first.
I'm going first.
Okay. And
all right, so I'm going to tell you that this game was on GameCube.
It was on GameCube?
It was on GameCube.
Okay, so these are things you're giving me before I start guessing.
Yeah. And I think this is good.
That's fair.
And it was a four-player like party game almost.
Okay.
Kind of sports, but not really.
Got it. Kind of sports, but not really?
Yeah, you'll understand what I mean. It's sort of like a racing game, but like...
You're already giving me so much. I'm still not going to be able to guess it.
Yeah, no, you're not. I'm sorry. It's like a classic.
So it's GameCube, four-person, kind of a racing game, kind of not.
Yeah.
All right, so let me start guessing.
Yeah.
Or start asking questions.
I'm counting.
Are the characters humans?
No.
Okay. Are you keeping track of numbers or am I? Okay. Is the only thing you can do is race?
No.
Okay. Is there a story mode where you're not racing?
There's no story mode.
Okay. So it's just a circuit game. Is this... I don't know what my next question is going to be. Is this made to be a party game?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Yep.
I feel like most like early
four player GameCube games.
Does this game feature flagship characters of the like Nintendo?
Okay. No, they were doomed to obscurity as soon as this game came out.
Great. Oh, I'm not gonna get this. Can you set this up over there on the window?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm centering around this racing idea. I'm trying to think of games that I know. Was this an original game? Like, it wasn't based off of an old game?
It was an OG original release. It was no basis on an old game.
Okay.
It was its own thing.
It's its own thing.
Yeah.
Was it only released for GameCube?
Yes.
Oh, damn it. Oh, sorry if that was a curse. I don't think it was.
The GameCube ones really get you, I think.
Oh, God.
That was five? Yeah. Got plenty of questions.
And none of them are going to be used efficiently. How often did you play this game?
Anytime my friends were over.
Hmm.
It's not really a two-person sit-down or a single-player game.
I guess that was my next question. How much of this game is meant to be played by yourself?
I mean... People play racing games by themselves, but I think you're dumb if you do.
I'm just interested by this part where you said it's kind of a racing game. Like, what aspect of it? Are there...
It is a racing game, but there are also...
In the same sense that Mario Kart's a racing game?
Yes, you're getting closer, but that's another question.
Fair.
But it's there's other modes you can play that are more fun than racing.
What? I thought... Okay. I thought one of my first questions was, can you do anything else? Oh, yeah, you said yes. Okay. But there is no story mode. Is the other modes still in a vehicle?
Yes. You should ask more about the vehicle.
Okay. Wait. I think I might actually... Let me just get... I don't want to be too direct just in case it isn't. Okay. I want to kind of like lead it on.
Yeah.
Does this game incorporate... No, that's too direct. Did this game create any type of merchandise, like physical toys that people could buy? I guess maybe you might not even know.
No. No? I don't think so, no. It wasn't popular enough.
Like branding? Okay.
It wasn't popular enough. Just do it. Just get it. You can get it in 10 questions. That's pretty impressive.
No. It's not going to be it. Are the vehicles spheres? Hollow spheres?
Yes! Yes! Yes, 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 yes.
And were there modes where you could battle and try to knock people off of the platforms? Were these courts kind of on leaves or sometimes on like kind of not? They weren't tracks. They weren't roads. They're sometimes like were just big platforms.
Sort of.
Okay.
Depending on the mode, I guess. Yeah.
I am. So I know exactly the game, and I know I played it at friends' houses, and I just can't remember the name of it. So, what do we do now? Like,
Who's in the balls?
So, in the ball, there are monkey characters,
yeah,
right?
I'm spot on.
I know this game.
You know it.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
You're only 2 years older than me. We're in the same area.
I'm so surprised that you know this game.
I'm surprised, too, honestly. wait, but don't tell me the name. I feel like I can get it. It was something ridiculous. The name was really ridiculous.
It was very straightforward and
really
obvious.
Did the name, like, classify the stuff you were doing?
No, the name was very literal.
It is?
Very literal.
Monkey ball?
There's one more word at the beginning that you're missing.
Super monkey ball?
Yeah!
No way!
Super monkey ball, that's literally what the game is called.
I just completely guessed on super.
I mean, it's the most obvious,
it's
like,
the most
video
obvious
game
one. That's pretty funny. Wow, so how many questions did I get that in?
You got it in 13.
Wow. You gave me a lot to go off of at the beginning.
I know.
You did give me a lot to go off of. So a little bit of a handicap there.
It's okay. No, without that, how would you ever have guessed that it was a racing game?
That's what I have 20 questions for, though.
Yeah, no, there's no way you would have guessed it was a racing game. Because that's not something you would think of, I feel like.
No, but other questions, you know, guide me. That's the point of 20 questions, is to be, you know, perceptive.
All right, my turn.
Okay. Yeah.
Give me at least console.
In case anyone's just tuning in now, we are in the middle of our Guess That Game segment of this show. This is the video game talk show. And DJ EJ is going to try to guess the game that I think he won't be able to guess from our... Most of them are from our childhood. Most of them are, like, not current contemporary games, like, of the moment. He has 20 questions to try to guess the game that I have in my head, and he's gonna try to guess it.
And John just guessed my game, which was Super Monkey Ball, I'm so impressed by still, but yeah.
So, I already told you before, it's an Xbox game,
yeah,
and that's the most I'm gonna give you.
Wow. Okay, was it primarily for single player or multiplayer?
Both.
Thanks for giving me no information.
I mean, you didn't phrase the question that I
was. Was it a shooter?
Yes.
Was it like a lethal shooter or like was it like a playful shooter?
Lethal.
Were the characters human?
Some. Thinking about this game just makes me.
Were the characters like already famous before they were in the game, or were they
no
famous?
This is an original
so
game.
They were famous because
of
the game.
Yeah.
Did it take place on Earth?
I'm trying to remember. No. What question are you on? Question 6. So this is gonna be 7.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on question 7.
Man, I was already halfway there at this point.
Yeah.
Come on, think hard.
I'm thinking hard. That's why the silence is happening. Was it an objective based game or was it just kill everybody?
I mean. What if the objective was kill everyone? Then
okay, so it was just a deathmatch game.
The story mode had objectives. Like, there was a story mode, so there was a story to it. But like most shooters, it was like a clear them all to get to the next stage.
Okay. So there was a single player and a multiplayer, and there was a story mode that was just basically progress in the level. Mm-hmm. So, was there one main character or two main characters?
There were four.
Four main characters. That's a pretty big clue, I feel like. Four main characters.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the first Xbox games, so it taking advantage of the four-player, local player.
See, I'd never had an Xbox. Mm-hmm.
That's the rough part.
And the only time I played Xbox was at my friend's house.
During the early ages... or the early days of the Xbox, or the original Xbox release, this game is up there. Like, it was pretty common. So I'm not picking some niche, Oddworld.
So some characters are human, some characters weren't human.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking about the four main characters, right?
Yep. And the enemies, that you would shoot.
Were any of the main characters animals?
Yes.
I wish people could see my face right now.
Yeah, I know. I wish there was some type of way for people to see.
That's called television.
But on radio, it's just silence. It's just what's going on?
And they shot real guns, or were they fictional guns?
Oh, they were real guns. Not real guns. Like
modeled after real life guns.
No, not in the way that Counter-Strike is.
Okay.
Like, Halo has its own guns that are real in the world. Yeah.
So there's humans, animals. It was a first-person shooter.
Mm.
It was a third-person shooter.
It's a third-person shooter.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is so aggravating.
It's getting, you're getting
how
pretty
come,
close.
How there's come no, you, no. you get my games every time and I can't get your games?
I have a good library of
So video what games. Was the ultimate goal of the story mode?
I gotta remember this. Pretty much to defeat the bad guys is kind of always the sense, but in this case, there's a rebellion in the not universe, in the worlds that they are a part of.
Okay.
And their job was to help pacify it. Kind of an uprising faction that was coming to power, and you're trying to you're part of a team that's trying to
And it's it's animals and a human. I'm assuming one human with three animals. That's what I'm assuming.
It was two humans, one cyborg, and one humanoid crocodile. That's a staple. I just gave you such a big hint.
Oh my gosh.
All four of them were humanoid.
Crocodile. That almost rang a bell in my head, but it didn't.
He's clearly a reptile.
All right, folks. You guys can, if you watch John's vlogs, you can watch my face for the rest of this.
Oh yeah, I'm currently also vlogging on air. I brought my camera, so...
Okay, so there's a humanoid crocodile and they're trying to quell a rebellion. Was the purpose of multiplayer also just to do story mode, or was it to compete against each other?
It was to compete against each other. There was co-op. Yeah.
Co-op.
You could do co-op.
A crocodile? How come I can't get this? A crocodile.
It came out in 2003, so it's pretty early on.
Okay, see that... Wow, 2003?
Yeah. Halo 1 came out in 2001. To give you a reference.
I didn't play Halo 1 until it was on the PC. Yikes. Combat Evolved.
Yikes.
2003, I was in third grade, man. Xbox. I didn't even know Xbox existed in 2003. Alright, I'm on to question 15, by the way.
Okay.
What's it called? Okay, questions that I could ask. Were there any romances between the main characters?
No.
Was there a main villain?
No.
There was no main villain?
No. The villain was this fact. Like, it was kind of like a...
But there was, like, no head of the faction?
There was, but you don't, like...
Human, cyborg, crocodile, and a humanoid thing.
Two women, main guy, and a reptilian humanoid.
What?
Each one possessed their own abilities. And kit.
This is not even... I regressed. It's not even the more information you get, the less it's ringing a bell right now.
I'm wondering if anyone listening can, like, already know what I'm talking
about. Can you call if you're listening? And
if
you're
if you're listening, can you please call in and help? Give him a lifeline.
Yeah, I'm really
stuck. DJ needs some help. Our number is 915 or 855 area code 915 WMFO. So 855-915-9636. He really needs a lifeline here.
Yeah, I really do. I'm about to, like.
It's an Xbox original game. It took advantage of the four players.
I'm going to be so mad once I find out what it actually is.
I'm curious if you actually do... Like, what if it's never been...
Even in my memory.
No, what? Yeah, it's never been shown to you ever. Like, yeah. Never, ever even seen it.
Two girls, a man, and a crocodile.
Yes, a reptile.
A reptile, not a crocodile. Okay. What was the crocodile's kit?
His was more about... His kit was about melee strength.
Wow, of course. Give the reptile the melee strength, whatever. Yeah.
The main guy, his super ability was being able to hold two machine guns at once rather than one.
That's not a super ability.
Yeah, it was. Each one had their own special ability. One of the ladies was a sniper, and her special ability was be able to...
Borderlands!
No. Okay, you're just... grasping at straws here.
I don't know. I have no idea.
We're in the last 9 minutes of our show. Speed this up.
I have no... I can't even ask questions anymore.
Microsoft made this game. Microsoft Studios. That's how you know.
Conquer.
No. You know that the main character is a squirrel. Come on.
No.
Come on, man.
Ratchet and Clank.
Nope.
There was no crocodile in Ratchet and Clank.
How many is that? Are we...
Oh my gosh. We're past it.
You're past it?
Yeah. Give it to me, boss.
Brrr, drum roll.
Give it to me.
The name of it was Brute Force. Come on!
I've literally never even heard of that.
I'm sure. Okay.
Let me look up a picture right now. This is ridiculous. You really? No. What? No. No. I've never even heard of it or seen that picture in my life.
It was pretty popular.
This is insane.
I mean, granted, I was like 8 or 9 with my first Xbox. Maybe 7. And this is like one of the only games I would get. So
dude,
I played it a lot.
Literally never seen that or heard of it.
It has good ratings on everywhere. Yeah, there's a lot of hype for it leading up to its release.
The game broke
Xbox sale records of both first day and last week's sale. It beat Halo.
Because there was no records to be broken.
Halo set the records.
Okay, but Xbox came out then. There were no records. You can't say it broke records when there are no records.
I mean, Xbox came out 2000, so
So?
I mean, Halo was a flagship, but...
All right, I'm going to get you next week. You're done, dude.
That was fair game. That was not fair.
That was not even
just as fair
close
as Super Monkey Ball.
No, Super Monkey Ball was an all-time classic. Your game was a fart. That is what it is to me.
Okay. It wasn't even... It had a cult following, but it also was like...
You just farted in my face. That's what you just did. I can't believe it. You left the house without me, and now you're doing this right now.
Well, that's our segment of Guess That Game. I am still victorious.
I can't win!
I am still the most knowledgeable gamer in this room.
Oh my gosh.
I'm hoping that we can get two more people on here, or at least one more person to participate, and then the whole entire show can just be Guess That Game. Next week, I think we're actually going to do the Flash game. It's going to be the day before... Are you going to be here before spring break?
No, I'm gone.
You're gone?
Yeah.
You leave Thursday?
Friday morning. My flight's on Saturday, so...
Well, I'm by myself here next week on Friday.
Somebody call in right now and tell us that you're going to be John's guest next week.
So, you'll catch me next week. I'll probably just be playing music. If not, I will maybe try to find a friend who will join me on the show.
Wait, isn't Lewis coming?
He's coming the next week after.
Why?
During spring break.
Oh. Okay, I thought you meant the week after spring break. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Next week is still school week. That Friday is the day I'm talking about the show.
Okay.
But he will be here.
You should do the show with him.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. He'll be here to do the show. Oh. But you won't be.
I won't be.
If only.
The OG isn't going to be here.
The replacement.
Yeah.
Okay, that's been our show. We still have more than 5 minutes. What do we discuss here? You've been listening to the All Chat, the video game talk show, with your host, Mr. Gracias, and
DJ HJ.
And we're both, well, I'm a senior, and I'm graduating technically this year, but not until winter.
Mm-hmm.
And you?
I am graduating in May.
Yeah. So we're both, you know, experienced students here on Tufts campus.
The big boys.
Yeah, and those of you that are familiar with WMFO would also be familiar with me. I am the training coordinator. So this is my personal show on from 5 to 6 p.m. It's a great showtime. Right after this, it marks the beginning of the weekend. Every single time.
It's the weekend, baby. Yeah. I'm going to have me some fun.
All right. Not on my show, please. Don't forget you are a guest here. I can kick you out at any time.
Dang.
I wonder if we should play a song.
Yeah, and then let's play a weekend-related song, like The Weeknd or something about The Weeknd. Oh, Carly Rae Jepsen, let's do it.
Oh, my God. Come on. I refuse.
Come on, man.
No, I mean, it has to be something.
Carly Rae. Carly Rae. Let's hear some Carly Rae.
What if I played, like, some
Carly Rae?
Spanish music.
Can we play something by The Weeknd or Carly Rae Jepsen?
Oh, God. You're not giving me many options here.
Yeah, I know. That's on purpose.
But it already seems like we're going to be out of time. He has no clean songs.
Then Carly Rae has some clean songs. I know for sure. You know, because it's Friday and everything. You know that one song? That one song that everybody knows? Oh, no. That's not Carly Rae. That's Rebecca Black.
Yeah, it's Rebecca Black. Carly Rae Jepsen is the one that's
the one with Owl City.
I threw a wish in the well. Don't ask me, I'll never tell.
Call Me Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Can we play Call Me Maybe?
So now you want
to... Yeah, I want to play Call Me Maybe.
Let's close. Okay, I want to play Call On Me.
I don't...
I have to do it for the meme.
I feel really snubbed right now. Feeling a little sad.
But, are you upset that we're not playing Carly Rae Jepsen?
Yeah, just a little sad.
I'm just wondering, is it going to play? I mean, it says it's playing.
You're going to play it on your phone?
It says it's playing.
Maybe you should play it on the...
Oh, I have it. See? I just had the wrong channel on.
Why are you playing this song, man? Carly Rae was the way to go.
This song is spectacular. Have you seen the music video?
No. No.
For those of you that are not here, I'm currently dancing, and he is just really upset with me.
I'm sad.
You're sad.
This has just been a bad day for our relationship.
I've just been winning this entire hour that we've been on air.
I had to scream John's name, and he still left the house without me. Literally screaming the loudest I've ever screamed.
You're so sensitive, dude.
I'm a Cancer.
You're not wrong. Yeah.
I'm a Cancer. I'm
a Scorpio.
What does that mean? Tell me your horoscope, dude. Tell me what your astrological sign means.
Oh, there's plenty to know about Scorpios.
That's it?
And I'm pretty spot on a Scorpio.
That's it? That's all you're going to say?
Yeah. I'm not going to give you much detail.
That there's a lot to know about Scorpios.
Yeah, there is.
Wow.
Just like, how would you describe a Cancer?
All right. You want me to go right now? Yeah. You're giving me this platform to talk about my Cancerness?
I'm giving you this 30 seconds.
All right. Cancers are deeply emotional, loyal, but they keep...